Tochiach, tochiach es amisecha. You shall surely rebuke your fellow Jew. Velotisa alavchet. But you shall not bear a sin because of him. This well-known pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim in Perek Yutes, pasuk Yudzayin, is the basis of the mitzvah of rebuke. Hochech tochiach, if you see another Jew sinning, you're supposed to tell them, point out their mistake, and show them the correct way. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, in his classic work, Emes LeYaakov, has a beautiful, beautiful and insightful explanation and development of this pasuk and of this mitzvah, which is a fascinating combination of both parshanut and halachic analysis. Let's start with a few questions. From the last phrase in the pasuk, lo sisa alav chet, you shall not bear a sin because of him, Rashi explains in the name of Chazal that this means that you're not allowed to embarrass a person. You're never allowed to embarrass a person, and you're not even allowed to embarrass a person while you are giving them rebuke. However, asks Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, why should that be the case in the situation of rebuke? Perhaps it is prohibited in general to embarrass a person, but if this is serving the higher purpose of correcting them, then maybe that should be a cost we're willing to live with. Even on a technical halachic level, we usually say that when there's a clash, asay docha lo tasay. A positive command can overrule a negative command, so the positive command of giving rebuke should overrule the negative command of not embarrassing. But yet the halacha is not that way. And wonders Rav Yaakov, why not? Moreover, he asks, the Gemara in Erchin and Daf Tezayin and Medbeis asks the question, ad heichon, how far do you have to go to rebuke a person? It would be nice if in theory you tell the person he's doing something wrong and right away they say thank you and they correct their ways. But very often it will be the case that they'll maybe ignore you. So then, says the Gemara, you have to repeat it and maybe they'll even get upset at you and you still have to repeat it. How far do you have to go, says the Gemara, a number of opinions, perhaps until he actually hits you, maybe until he just insults you, but it's quite extreme. But at that point, at that point, says the Gemara, you're no longer obligated. You've done what you can. You don't need to do any more. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky looks at this Gemara from the opposite perspective. Not, wow, this is so dramatic, you have to go so far. Why is there ever an exemption? Ask Rav Yaakov a rhetorical question. Would this ever exempt you in another mitzvah? Hypothetically, let's say you're putting on tefillin and someone starts yelling at you. Someone embarrasses you. Someone insults you. Does that exempt you from putting on tefillin? Obviously not. Even if they would hit you. Again, if you were fearing for your life, of course, at least temporarily, you wouldn't put on the tefillin. But it wouldn't exempt you from at some point later in the day putting on tefillin. How come if a person insults you or even hits you, that exempts you? That wouldn't work in any other situation. So based on these and other questions, Rav Yaakov explains as follows. He says, these questions are coming from a faulty assumption. And that is that the nature of this mitzvah is, we think, our requirement to be God's policeman. It's our job to go around and make sure that everyone else is doing the right thing. You know, God can only be in so many places at one time, so to speak. And if I'm in the right place at the right time and I see someone else doing something wrong, so with righteous indignation and by the power vested in me by Hashem, I have been deputized, I'm, so to speak, God's policeman, I'm going to make sure this person is doing the right thing. If that would be correct, if that's our assumption, then it's true, the questions we asked above are really good questions, and those halachos don't really make any sense. But because, in fact, that's not the halacha, as we've seen, that the halacha is that you do have to do so in a way that doesn't embarrass the person, and that there are times when you're exempt and no longer have to rebuke them, Yaakov says we can derive from here a completely different conception of the mitzvah. It's not ben adam lamakom, serving God's wishes as his policeman, so to speak. In fact, it's a mitzvah ben adam l'chavero. It's an interpersonal mitzvah. The idea of the mitzvah is not that we're doing it for God, but we're doing it for our fellow Jew. We are rebuking them. We are telling them what they are doing wrong. We are correcting them. We are instructing them because we love them and we care about our fellow Jew. We don't want that person to be making mistakes. We don't want them to be going down a wrong path. On the contrary, because we love them, we want to show them the right way so they can do the right thing and earn the reward. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky brings as support for this remarkable insight, the fact that if you look at the surrounding psukim, also here in Parshas Kedoshim, there's a common theme. Many of them are also mitzvahs Ben Aram L'Chavero, very famous ones. The mitzvah not to hate your fellow Jew, Lo Sisna, the mitzvah in the positive sense to love your fellow Jew, V'yahavterecha Kamocha, Lo Sikom V'lo Sitor, not to take revenge or to bear a grudge against your fellow Jew. All of these are very beautiful and very important aspects of the interpersonal relationships the Jews are supposed to have with each other. Mitzvos Ben Aram L'Chavero. Says Rav Yaakov, Hocheach Tochiach, giving rebuke, fits into that pattern, is part of that system as well. It's not about being God's policeman, but it's about being a genuine good friend, caring about our fellow Jew, and wanting that best for them. And the best for them, we truly believe, is to do the right thing and to do the mitzvos. He points out that the Rambam in Hilchos Deos in Perek Vav, when he quotes this halacha, stresses that when you give the rebuke, it should only be in private, not to embarrass the person, but also you should speak b'loshon raka, in a soft language, and in a way that the person realizes that you're only doing it Litovaso, not to show that you're better than them, not to show them up, not to be God's policeman, but rather you're doing it for his or her benefit, Litovaso, and to help that person do the right thing and earn Olam Haba. Senator Yaakov Kamenetsky, this idea that the person realizes that you're doing it for their benefit isn't a bonus, it's not a cherry on top, it's the essence of the mitzvah, that you grow closer together. You're doing it because you genuinely love and care about that fellow Jew, and that person who's hearing it, even if it's hard to hear, but they understand and truly believe that you're doing it because you are looking out for their best interest. They should view it just as if you are coming and returning a lost object or somehow save them money. If you went over to a person and said, hey, you dropped something, no one would be insulted and say, how dare you say that? They'd be grateful, even if they were slightly embarrassed that they dropped it. They'd be so grateful that you returned their lost object, their wallet, or whatever the case is to them, and appreciate that you had given them this money back. So too, when you give rebuke, it has to be done in that way. And if they don't feel that it's being done for their benefit, and that you're doing it not because you care about them, then it's not a mitzvah. And this explains, he says, why if you reach that point of hitting or cursing you, you're exempt because there's no point anymore. There is no more mitzvah. In fact, it's having the opposite effect.